there.
Hi, guys.
Welcome to Still Humans with me. This is my voice, and I'm called Julia Bianchini.
And me now is Katie MacDonald. Katie MacDonald.
We thought that every Sunday we would record us sitting around being still humans, and then we would just edit it and maybe publish it for people.
So please enjoy the next few minutes, just some insights into what's going on for us.
This is about me and you. So here we are
on Sunday, the 29th of March, 20 past seven in the evening. Had a nice day.
Yeah. It's day seven of UK lockdown.
What are you up to, Jules?
Just painting a rainbow for solidarity with the world. During these mad times, and children have generally been painting rainbows, but I'm painting my own because I don't have a child.
No children here.
No children in this house. There's none have crept in. Well, we just thought we'd record a few of our jabberings, just for us, really, but if anyone else gets any joy from it, then
if you're listening to this, probably getting something out of it, aren't you?
You've switched it on, so you know. You're winning.
You're with us.
Richard of York gained. Battles in vain. Just because, I just thought, and I'm going to put andrà tutto bene.
Say that again.
I'm going to put andrà tutto bene.
Which mean?
All will be well in Italian. Perhaps we'd talk about some of the things we've been talking about in this house over the last week. It's been a good week. Have you got in a routine, Maccas?
Yeah, me.
What have you been doing?
I've done well, actually.
What have you been doing?
I've been waking up all week at around about just before seven. Quite naturally, not putting my blinds down, feeling weirdly motivated.
Why? What's the blinds about?
Leaving the blinds up.
What's that about?
Because then I wake up with the sun.
What's that about then?
Because if I put my blinds down, then I'll sleep in and I'll think it's darker. So I'm basically encouraging myself to be awoken by the light. And I have. And I've gotten up.
I'm cocooned in my room, the womb of my room, like a lovely little nesting bird, not wanting to raise her head. I'm not.
Do you want to try the blinds?
No way, mate, because that would be unnatural for me.
Okay.
I wouldn't feel safe with no blinds. I really like my beige curtains.
You like a beige screen.
I love a beige screen, screening me away from the outside world. And then next week's going to be a whole new week and we're going to see a whole new thing. So, you know, just got to let go and accept
like the trees do.
Yeah, let them go. What do they let go of?
They let go of their leaves, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Richard of York gained battles in vain. I don't know if I'm going to be
Violet.
Able to. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that. We're just eating some sprouts that I made this week. Actually, I sprouted some mung beans because I've got some time.
And I'm actually growing sprouts on a piece of hemp that I spray every day. And now for a regular slot on the show, the emotion of the week.
And we've been talking a lot about disgust.
Yeah, that was a big topic around about Wednesday morning.
We've been discussing disgust. It's been discussed, and we just wanted to share our thoughts about disgust. So, Macca's, do you want to say, from a psychotherapy point of view, what is it?
Every emotion is linked to a primeval... it's a primeval functioning... that's what its function is. So the feeling of disgust... is felt, so if anything invades you, then when you feel it, it tells you to kind of get it away from you.
So invasion.
It's centered around anything that is like feels invasive
or intrusive.
Just trying to think of that time when I was like,
So I can give you mine.
Yeah.
And I really don't want you to take offence, but basically the potato sacks. These leggings are deep, deep brown, and they do not fit, Katie. They are actually, I mean, they're sort of billed as leggings, but they are in reality, they're just sort of like potato sacks moonlighting as leggings.
The waist comes up to sort of just below my boobs.
And it's literally the most unflattering garment I've ever seen. So now I think that actually...
You've never seen me look so unattractive.
A lot of people at the moment, when they're sort of getting their one a day, getting their one bit of exercise a day, they're sort of like popping out, generally in sort of slacks, aren't they? Sort of their slack clothes. And I absolutely love slacks. I love seeing everyone's casual wear, and I think it's great that we're actually all just sort of letting go a little bit.
Exactly. And thumbs up.
Everyone's sort of letting yourself go. The let go look is the main one we're sporting. You actually have a duty to your housemates to wear reasonable. To be reasonable about your bottoms.
What?
You also like the way they sort of slip down your figure, which is a good figure.
What does it do? Does it do anything to my bum?
I'm just thinking of like a hot cross bun without the cross, like a sort of shiny glazed saggy bun.
My daytime pants, you like? You said that I look good today.
Yeah, I love them. Mm. We left the house with you wearing them, so I'm really glad that they were
ones. You said my bum looked good.
Yeah, no, it did. It looked wonderful. As we were walking, I thought, that bum looks good. That bum's been for some runs this week. That bum's been doing 17 yin yoga classes a day. That bum looks relaxed. That bum looks like it's let go. We should stop eating beans, it's a bit unprofessional.
Hello
again.
So we hope you've enjoyed our ramblings. We've covered...
stop, she's reaching for the mung beans again.
We've covered routines, the emotion of the week, and the art of letting go.
Sometimes it's nice just hearing people chat, isn't it? Maybe it's nice. But we thought we'd finish off with a little song we've been learning for your eardrums. Slightly ominous sound.
Profound.
Message. Profound. Andrà tutto bene. And through this song, you can hear the scritchy, scritchy, scratchy sound of a paintbrush wielded by a 33-year-old woman painting a rainbow. Ciao, ciao!
Ciao, ciao! All will be well, all will be well. All will be well, all will be well.
go. That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Still Humans.
On behalf of Julia Bianchini and Katie McDonald.
Good night.
Good night.